Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host for beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. We're continuing to make our way through the season of Lent. What an important time of the church year, and what a great opportunity for us, all of us, at this time of real difficulty in our culture, difficulty in the church. It's very clear that we need God's help. It's very clear that the Lord is allowing things to happen. He's shaking the nations, if you will. He's shaking the nations to wake us up and to wake up not only the world that seems to be running from him and pushing him away from the horizon, so to speak, but also in the church. Lots of division, lots of confusion, lots of compromise, and the church is in a weak and a broken state in many ways. And so what we need to do is to just come back to the Lord humbly, just to turn to him and to pray. And Lent, of course, is that season of the year. It's a penitential season. It's a season when we examine our lives before the Lord. Where are we standing in relationship to his call in our lives and the covenant that he's made with us? And are we living out our baptismal calling and dignity? And being able to take a good look at the spiritual battle, the spiritual combat. How is it unfolding in my life? How am I doing in relationship to what matters most, the fundamental calling that I have in Christ, to have the most important thing in my life rooted and grounded in him as being a faithful disciple? And Lent is a time for a real searching, an honest inventory, you might say, of our lives, and to open ourselves up before God and before the Holy Spirit, knowing, first of all, that he loves us. And the reason we have this season is he wants to help us. And he wants to help purify us because he wants us to draw closer to him. And he wants us to be able to live in the freedom, in the full freedom of the sons and daughters of God. And to follow the footsteps of the saints who clearly made the decision, they wanted everything they could possibly receive from the Lord in this life. Or another way to put it, they, knowing their own weakness, knowing their own limitation, knowing their own sinfulness, that was clear to them. But what moved them and what gave them so much hope and they were energized by was knowing how much God loved them and how much the Lord wanted to do in them, the work that was possible, and how human beings can become, how profoundly we can be ultimately conformed to Jesus in this life if we give God everything, if we give God permission, if we seek him, if we follow the things that he's asked us to do. And so it's such an important season for us to draw near to God, but to do it with great hope. Sometimes it feels like drudgery because we're called to fast and abstain from things and give alms and things of that sort. But I'd say do it generously with a generous heart and take in the teaching of Jesus, take in the teaching of the scriptures as the church leads us through this season. And maybe in a way you haven't for years, dial in and get real serious about it. Serious about taking the Lord seriously. And not just, you might have certain habits you do every year, like, hey, I'm not eating chocolate for Lent, and I'm not, you stop doing a few things like that, which is fine. To give up things is a good idea, to say no to the flesh, to say no to yourself, great idea. But what this is in its essence is God challenging and calling us to yield to the grace of the Holy Spirit that wants to help us align our lives more perfectly with Jesus' call to abide in him throughout the day. Each day, one day at a time, to live in conversation with the Lord, to lean into his promises and live by them, to have our hearts transformed so we can experience the love of God in a way that motivates us like nothing else can motivate us, to say yes to God and to walk in obedience and to embrace it. And then to follow Jesus' leadership, which is, in the eyes of the world, it's foolishness. Jesus exalted the things that the world calls foolish. Think of the Beatitudes, for example, that describe what Jesus is really like. You know, he's poor in spirit, he's humble, he's meek, he's gentle, these kinds of things. And the world doesn't honor those kinds of things, especially in men. And Jesus exalts what the world refuses to honor, you might say, in different ways. So today we have a reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, that we're given at Mass today. And Jesus is really exhorting his disciples to follow in his footsteps and gives an example of what that looks like in terms of concrete behavior. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Be like your Father in heaven. Jesus said he came to reveal the Father. He wants to walk in total obedience to the Father, to walk in obedience to the Father, and to receive from the Father. He said the Father is life. The Father gives life to everything and to the Son, and that life flows through the Son. He said, look, God is merciful. Different parts of the New Testament, the apostles and others remind us, look, you have been given great mercy in the gift of new life and baptism and the forgiveness of your sins. So be merciful. God's not holding against you. He's not holding against you the sins that you've committed, that you bring to him. He forgives you, and he forgives freely because he's full of love. And his mercy toward us is an expression of that love. And what he's really interested in is he wants you and he wants me to live out the first and second commandments most of all in our lives, to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor. And so this is the expression of love. This is what God's love looks like. And the reading goes on. It said, now stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you'll be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, overflowing, will be poured into your lap like an overabundance of God's grace. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you. Jesus is giving us a picture of how reality works and how the kingdom works. And it's better to give than to receive, that whole dynamic. In order to give freely, without giving in fear, without giving with strings attached, without always defending our rights over and against other people, looking to get even, all those kinds of things, it's rooted in, obviously rooted in sin, rooted in pride, but it's also rooted in a deep fear, insecurity, these kinds of things, and deep down, lack of transformation in the heart to say, you know what, God has freely given to me not only the forgiveness of my sins, and wow, what a gift, what a blessing for me, because I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness, but he's also given me a kingdom. He's also given me a whole life and a promise of eternal glory with him in heaven. And he's promised that he's going to be with me always. And even now in this world, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I can fall more deeply in love with him. And there's something different in me now. And I'm so grateful for what he's giving me because my heart is getting full. It's getting fuller as I grow, as I get older. It's full of the knowledge of his love. And it's what you might call the superior pleasure of knowing Christ Jesus. And so I know he's got my life. I know I'm in his hands and I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to get even with people. But if this simple little reading from the Lord today, just think, friends, about the state of our culture in relationship to this teaching and the state of the church in different ways. So Jesus, imagine he's speaking to you, he's speaking to me, but he's speaking to all of us, and stop judging and you will not be judged. I mean, judgment is everywhere. People are getting canceled everywhere. People are judging everybody. It never stops. It's a sickness. I mean, it's sick what's going on. It's the result of lacking virtue, of a culture that's running away from God. And when we do that, when God gets pushed from the human horizon, as Pope Benedict has described, darkness begins to set in. Why? Because God is light. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. And that light is the truth he reveals about God, about ourselves, about sin, and his power and his grace to give us and lead us into a whole new way of living. And we follow him. And so we start valuing things in the right measure. And we say, you know what? I want to follow the Lord because he's the truth about where human happiness can be found, human fulfillment, what it means to be good. What's the difference between good and evil? I'm following him. And I want to imitate him, and he's giving me help to do that. So I want to treat people the way I want to be treated. Just like he said, you know, do unto others what you'd have them do unto you. One of the most amazing things about Jesus that gets expressed in a kind of reading like today is how Jesus described himself. There's only one place that I know of in the New Testament where Jesus explicitly describes dimensions of his own character, you might say, where he makes a point of saying, this is what I'm like. And it's Matthew 11, 29 through 30. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle, or it's often translated, I'm meek and lowly in heart. and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Now think about all the pushback and the battling that Jesus had to go through and how much rejection happened to him. Isaiah 53 is it, you know, he was despised and rejected by many. He was a man of sorrows and he's acquainted with much grief. That's true too. But what characterizes Jesus' life and he wants us to know is his meekness, his humility. And part of what we see in this reading today is this getting even, drawing lines, seeking vengeance, measuring out twice back what came against us. All of that stuff is a human desire of fear, of not getting ahead, of not being first, of being forgotten, of whatever. And it's the work of sin in us, of living in a disordered reality of a world that's fallen into, and that really always has been the fallen world, a world that has fallen into the dominion of darkness. This present darkness, as Scripture describes it. And this present darkness is under the dominion of sin and death reigns through sin. And so death is, as I've talked about many times in the program, a disordered energy that fills the human heart with fear, and the devil manipulates that. And I'm alone, I'm isolated, I got to fight for myself, and I got to get ahead, and it's a zero-sum game, and all that kind of dynamic is in the air and in the culture. And here's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he said, no, come now, learn from me. Lent is a great time to learn from Jesus on these things. Come and learn from me. Let me show you who I am. That's why he's given us the Holy Spirit, to make Jesus present more fully in our lives. The Holy Spirit's fundamental and first mission is to reveal to your heart and mind, to every human heart, the glory, the majesty, the beauty, the reality of who Jesus is. And so he said, I'm gentle, I'm meek, and I'm humble of heart. Come now, and you can find rest. Who doesn't need rest right now? One of the best things we can do during Lent is kind of unplug at least a significant percentage of the time we give each day to the news, to the rage that's in the culture, to get caught up. And that's a storm of, friends, it's a storm of emotional wreckage. And the Lord wants us to back away. Get your news that you need to get. You can get all the news you need at the end of the day or the beginning of the day in 20 minutes of what happened that day. But give that extra time to the Lord and to say, Holy Spirit, just time of silence, time of quiet, and to just be before the Lord in honesty and say, Lord, I want to learn from you. I'm full of anger, fear, rivalry, jealousy, coveting. I find myself wanting to pay back. I'm super impatient. Help me, Lord. I've got anger issues. I just can't seem to. There's an angry tiger in the tank, so to speak. And the Lord is, Lord, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. And the Holy Spirit will do that. If you seek, if you reach out, the Lord is here. He wants this season not to be a drudgery, this season of Lent, but to be a season of transformation for you and for me. And so we begin to turn our hearts toward him. And as he tenderizes the heart and we become meek and humble of heart like him, we begin to see people differently. And we can see them differently because we're seeing with his eyes and we're secure in him. And so we don't have to worry. People are not a threat to me. I can rest in the Lord. Friends, let's talk about this more tomorrow. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.